理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 9, Preview. There's a famous saying that goes, everybody talks about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Humans do, of course, affect the climate, as we know from scientists' warnings about everything from the greenhouse effect to nuclear winter. Conscious of our power to harm the environment, we can sometimes forget that as a species we are still helpless to control or even predict with any accuracy many of the powerful surprises that nature can spring on us. The first two texts in this unit examine the causes and effects of one of the world's most troublemaking natural environmental phenomena, El Niño, while text C speculates about what factors are making our weather so wild and what we might be able to do about it.
Text A. Get ready for some wild weather.By Per Ola and Emily Doller. In March of 1997, Stephen Zebiak stared at his computer screen in alarm. The veteran climate researcher saw indications of a worldwide weather event that, over the years, had been blamed for droughts and floods, famine, fires, and thousands of deaths. Called El Niño, it is the most disruptive climatic phenomenon on the planet.Zebiak and Mark Kane, research scientists at Columbia University, had developed a computerized forecast model that correctly predicted El Niño's occurrences in 1982, 86, and 91, and it had pointed to a recurrence in 98. But the data appearing on Zebiak's screen from satellite and sea surface monitors across the Pacific were unmistakable. El Niño was already beginning.A huge pool of warm water, larger than the United States and some 600 feet deep, was moving slowly but surely eastward towards South America. In June, the equatorial trade winds reversed direction from westward to eastward. By September, waters off Northern California were roughly 17 degrees warmer than normal. Off the Washington coast,Stunned fishermen caught tropical fish that seldom stray that far north. Storms were flooding central Chile, and heavier than normal snowfalls in the Andes trapped hundreds in the bitter cold. And all of this only foretold of even more devastating weather for the fall and winter. El Niño means little boy in Spanish. When capitalized, it refers to the Christ child.This innocent-sounding name originated in the 19th century, when Peruvian sailors noticed that every few years around Christmas time, waters near the coasts warmed up and the current shifted southward. But this little boy plays havoc around the globe. El Niño occurs when weather patterns in the tropical Pacific shift violently. Normally, strong westward-blowing trade winds off South America, push surface water towards Asia. Just as blowing on hot coffee pushes the liquid up against the opposite side of the cup, the trade winds pile warm water against the coastlines of Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Above the warm water, moist air rises, lowering atmospheric pressure and triggering the tropical showers that nourish the rainforests of Asia. Meanwhile,High-altitude winds travel back towards South America. There, the cold air sinks, raising atmospheric pressure and suppressing rain along most of the Pacific coast, making it one of the driest regions in the world. But with El Niño, the pattern reverses. Atmospheric pressure in the western Pacific rises, setting the stage for drought from Australia to India. The trade winds decrease.Or in extreme years, reverse to blow eastward. As a result, a huge mass of warm water flows back towards South America, causing storms from Chile to California. Meanwhile, over the Pacific, 10-mile-high storm clouds further heat the atmosphere, fueling a stronger-than-normal jet stream, which often splits in two. One branch moves north,warming the Pacific Northwest, Central Canada, and Alaska. Another branch surges south, producing heavy rains in the U.S. Gulf states and southwest. El Niño's vast impact on humans has often been catastrophic. The El Niño of 1982-83 inflicted $13 billion in damage and claimed some 2,000 lives. In Australia, day turned to night when a dust storm blanketed Melbourne. Brush fires raged in its wake. In place of its normal monsoon, southern India got dried up crops and the threat of mass starvation. At the same time, violent rainstorms devastated the Western Hemisphere. Peru's fishing industry, once one of the richest in the world, was wiped out, and seaside towns were washed into the Pacific.
To be continued.
Is there a good side to El Niño? There can be. Zebiak notes that the number of tropical hurricanes in the Atlantic is reduced during an El Niño year. One theory is that winds created by El Niño shear off the tops of Atlantic hurricanes, aborting them before they reach full force. And a team of scientists in Israel who study tree rings and satellite cloud pictures concluded that El Niño may bring precious moisture to the thirsty Middle East. It is perhaps fitting that El Niño, the Christ child, should have a link to the Holy Land, notes scientist Don Yakar. This year, scientists around the world are keeping a sharp eye on El Niño. They know that the greater the temperature rise in Pacific waters off South America, the more powerful the El Niño. And this year's waters have heated up unusually fast. Climate change researcher Michael Gill of UCLA expects the impact to be substantial. Ants Liepma, director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center in Maryland, agrees. This El Niño is shaping up as one of the most powerful ever. According to forecasters, hardest hit in this country will likely be California, where heavy rains can send houses sliding down muddy slopes onto washed-out coastal highways. The nation's southern states, from California to Florida, can expect cooler and wetter weather than normal this winter and spring, with extensive storms in some areas. The Northwest should be warmer and drier than normal. Wetter-than-normal conditions are expected in much of South America. The Asian monsoon rains could fail, resulting in food shortages in India. In Australia, where El Niño typically means drought, strict water conservation is already underway. El Niño's effect won't just be climatic, of course. The global economy is sure to suffer as well. Drought in Brazil and flooding in Colombia may result in higher prices for coffee and other crops. And fishing industries from Ecuador to California are already being hurt. Clearly, the more accurately scientists can forecast El Niño, the more people everywhere can prepare. Insurance companies, farmers, power and irrigation companies, public safety agencies, and even tourist boards could benefit from knowing in advance when El Niño will strike. Reliable forecasting is still in its infancy, states Mark Kane. Someday, perhaps, scientists will be able to predict exactly how El Niño will behave. But for now, batten down the hatches and get ready for some wild weather.
New words. Indication.
Indicative.
Disruptive.
Climatic.
Occurrence.
Recurrence.
Recur.
Data.
Sea surface.
Equatorial.
Equator.
Trade wind.
Stray.
Foretell.
Devastating.
Capitalize.
Innocent.
Originate.
Violently.
Westward blowing.
Coastline.
Moist.
Atmospheric.
Nourish.
Altitude.
Suppress.
Region.
Decrease.
Jet stream.
Northwest.
Gulf.
Southwest.
Inflict.
Dust storm.
Brush fire.
Rage.
Monsoon.
Violent.
Hemisphere.
Seaside.
Hurricane.
Shear.
Abort.
Tree rings.
Precious.
Moisture.
Fitting.
Link.
Holy.
Oceanic.
Forecaster.
Muddy.
Washed out.
Coastal.
Extensive.
Conservation.
Insurance.
Insure.
Irrigation.
Agency.
Tourist.
Batten.
Hatch. Text B. Study finds good effects of El Niño by the Associated Press. The climatic phenomenon that is being blamed for floods, hurricanes, and early snowstorms also deserves credit for encouraging plant growth and helping to control the pollutant linked to global warming, a new study shows. El Niño, the periodic warming of eastern Pacific Ocean waters, causes a burst of plant growth throughout the world, and this removes carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, researchers have found. The new study shows that natural weather events, such as the brief warming caused by El Niño, have a much more dramatic effect than previously believed on how much carbon dioxide is absorbed by plants and how much of the gas is expelled by the soil. Atmospheric carbon dioxide, or CO2, has been increasing steadily for decades. This is thought to be caused by an expanded use of fossil fuels and by toppling of tropical forests. Scientists have linked the CO2 rise to global warming, a phenomenon known as the greenhouse effect. Alarmed, nations of the world now are drawing up new conservation policies to reduce fossil fuel burning in hopes of reducing greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. But David Scheimel of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, a co-author of the new study, says that before determining how much to reduce fossil fuel burning, we should consider the effects of natural climate variations on the ability of plants to absorb CO2. Scheimel said satellite measurements of CO2, plant growth and temperature show that natural warming events such as El Niño at first cause more CO2 to be released into the atmosphere, probably as the result of accelerated decay of dead plant matter in the soil. But later, within 2 years, there is an explosion of growth in forests and grasslands, which means plants suck more carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. We think that there is a delayed response in vegetation and soil to the warming effects of such phenomena as El Niño, and this leads to increased plant growth, said Scheimel. However, he said, it is not clear whether the warming by El Niño causes a net decrease in the build-up of CO2 over the long haul. We don't really know that yet, said Scheimel. What the study does show, however, is that the rise and fall of CO2 in the atmosphere is strongly influenced by natural changes in global temperature, said B.H. Braswell of the University of New Hampshire, another co-author of the study. Braswell said that in years when the global weather is cooler than normal, there is a decrease in both the decay of dead plants and in new plant growth. This causes an effect that is the opposite of El Niño warming. CO2 atmosphere levels first decline and later increase. I think we have demonstrated that the ecosystem has a lot more to do with climate change than was previously believed, said Braswell. Focusing on the role of human activity in climate change is important, but man-made factors are not the only factors. The researchers used satellite measurements taken from 1980 to 1991. This period included a major El Niño in 1982 to 83 and another in 1986. Each of these events, said the authors, had a direct but often delayed effect on the CO2 levels in the atmosphere.
New words. Deserve.
Periodic.
Dramatic.
Expel.
Topple.
Policy.
Co-author.
Variation.
Vary.
Accelerate.
Decay.
Build up.
Haul.
Decline.
Ecosystem.
Man-made.